Tonight, we got a 70s montage. We got a little bit of Chaka Khan, and we also learned not to trust Artie. Stick around on the Stumptown After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh.
Yes, it is Wednesday, everyone. AfterBuzzers, welcome back. We are here for the Stumptown After Show on AfterBuzz TV, episode 3. Rip City Dicks, rip City Dicks. Oh my gosh. I'm your host, Ollie Drennan, and I'm joined by my full panel. I'm so excited. We're all finally here. It's so amazing. We've got our special segment queen, Shay Jones, in the house. I'm so happy that you're back. How are you doing?
I am back, and I'm super excited. This episode was really good. And yeah. Michael Ealy's sexy.
Oh, gosh. We're going to talk about it.
Everything in life.
We're going to talk about that for sure. And right next to Shay, we have LaToya Blakely. She is our news queen. So she's going to give us that good news, right? You got some good news?
I have some good news.
Okay, good.
So I'm excited to share. Good.
I'm super excited to be back. Of course, I'm just like, nothing really special about me. I'm just like the lead host, and I love Kobe Smulders. Like, she's just a queen. And
You're more than just lead host. This guy is amazing. He won't introduce himself, so I'm going to introduce you.
Oh,
I'm going to give you a title. He is the biggest Kobe Smulders fan ever in history.
Oh,
Mr. Ollie Drennan.
Oh, the applause. The studio audience is just applauding us tonight.
Well, he doesn't get to let himself off the hook that easy around here.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you just for being here. Both of you. You guys are amazing. And we also have a live chat. If anyone's tuning in live, that is awesome. Give us your questions, your comments, your theories about how the show is going. Any fans of the graphic novel, Stumptown, which I'm super excited because I just ordered it. It's coming tomorrow. I ordered the first volume. So, guys, I got you. I'm a comic book fan. I need the actual physical copy.
He really does need it.
Yeah, so I need to do my homework to really appreciate the show even more than I already do. Without further ado, we can't get into our first topic because I want to know your guys' initial thoughts. What are you guys thinking right now? Episode 3 just wrapped.
Overall thoughts for this episode itself was, now, you know, she's actually working towards the goal of taking it seriously, of her being a private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so I feel like that's something she needs in her life. So I can't wait to see how much she grows. And Artie is a very big, nice enemy to actually come up against. And I'm really excited to see how that travels and traverses through the season.
Right. Totally. LaToya, what are you thinking?
I just think it was a really good episode. I think that Stumptown does a really good job of utilizing music. Like,
right.
Music is obviously very big to this series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, like, every episode starts on a high note and with a lot of action. And so I appreciate that and all of the surprises that we get every episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought it was a very, like, good, action-packed, surprise-filled episode.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I keep wanting, like, I always want to just start off with our special segment. We're not going to. So you got to stick around. to our special segment. So if you want to know the details, you got to stick around and watch the rest of the show or listen to us wherever you're getting your podcast. Because this show, well, stumps me so much. I am starting to predict certain things, and then it never turns out the way I'm thinking. And that's what I love about the show. And also, everyone on the cast is doing such a phenomenal job and just giving light to these characters. And I'm just totally here for it. I'm super excited that it's getting like all the good buzz and raves that is getting. So why don't we get to our first topic, because I just want to dive right into this, because we got to talk about our new character, you know, portrayed by Donald Logg. He is Artie, and he's going to be Dex's kind of like mentor, you know, becoming a PI, because Dex, she needs, you know, an apprenticeship.
Yes.
Am I saying that correctly?
I had to ask them
before the show started. I'm like, so is this a word? Am I saying this correctly? And they're like, no, you're an idiot. But yeah, what are your thoughts on Dex's relationship kind of beforehand? I know there's kind of a twist, which we'll talk about more in depth, but how are you, you know, taking this new character, Artie, and Dex kind of have to learn and kind of like prosper from his teachings?
My first thought when she went to him was her saying she needs 1500 hours. First of all, why you need 1500 hours
to get certified?
No, I understand that, but I'm like, 1500 hours is a long time. We're not like, I'm trying to figure out how many hours, like, I need to write it all down to figure out how many months or up to a year would that take me to actually have all those hours.
Right. And I'm trying to think too.
I was really trying to think of that as she was talking about it, because that actually means now, okay, she's serious about becoming a real PI. And I think she has not wanted anything serious or real in her life besides her relationship with Gray or her brother since what happened to her and Benny during her Marine days. So I think this is the first real thing for her.
Right.
So I like that. I like the fact that this is something tangible.
Right.
And she needs more tangibility and stability in her life.
And she's so used to doing things like on her own. And so there's not a whole lot of structure. It's more so what she's doing and, you know, kind of following your own kind of path. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's structure, and like that also goes with relationships and how she isn't really structured with relationships, and certain people don't really have titles with her and Hoffman. But what are you thinking, LaToya, about Artie, you know, and his whole deal with Dex in this episode?
Well, I really liked how Dex came in and sold herself. Like, Dex does not take no for an answer. She always has a plan, and she's always like adaptable. So if that plan doesn't go quite the way she thought it would, she's like quick to change it up. As need be. And so clearly Artie wasn't very excited about having her on board, but like I said, she doesn't take no for an answer, so she got him on board. And at first it seemed like it was going to be a good situation. Right. So
yeah,
that quickly changed.
Well, honestly, like, I really enjoyed the relationship, because it's episode 3, so we weren't really used to, or at least I wasn't used to, seeing Dex partnered with someone who was kind of like her superior, her authoritative figure. And I remember she was having a conversation with Artie in the car, you know, by the end of the episode, kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but like, she doesn't even like to talk about her dad, which is, you know, kind of like a superior. You know, you think of your father as kind of like your superior authoritative figure, or your father, you know, someone kind of above you, but you respect, like, basically more or less you respect, like,
depending
that.
Depending on the relationship,
right?
I
no,
have
no, that totally. That, what I mean is like fatherly figure or something like that. As I'm trying to, you know, communicate with you, but you're not getting no. But it was so interesting to see that dynamic play out, because we weren't used to that relationship. Whereas Dex, I feel like, is such a strong character, and she's so authoritative herself. So it was cool to see her kind of have to learn from someone else and not rely solely on herself.
For me, it was interesting because they seem they're very two similar people. However, Dex, like he said, cares.
Right.
And obviously, he left his morals somewhere when he left the department. Because and some PIs are like that. They have no scruples about how they get their money and how they're going to make their money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, hell, what she did at the end with the $14,000 vase, this is not about it making me feel better, sir. This is just about me destroying something you cared about.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, because you're going to destroy another person's life and you don't seem to care.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I would want to know what broke Artie.
Right.
What situation, what event broke you that you became who you are now?
Right. Because I don't think he's necessarily a bad guy by any means. I think he's gray. I'll say he's gray. But that's what I love about the show. It's not black and white. There has to be something behind Artie's story, because I think we learned in this episode that he was a part of the Force at one point.
Right.
You know, Hoffman knows who he is. And so clearly, Shay, what you said, you know, there must be some kind of something that happened in his past that caused that disconnect to him to kind of like leave the law and kind of take the law into his own hands as becoming a PI.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is only episode 3. So we don't know a lot. So I feel like there are a lot of assumptions that have been made about these characters.
As I'm doing right now.
I mean, clearly Artie, what we do know is that he was at one point a part of the police force.
Right.
Yes.
Something happens. We don't know what.
But nobody apparently, well, at least Hoffman is not, because he's younger. So maybe the older cops know.
Yeah, well, right. So I don't think Hoffman served at the same time that Artie served.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who he is. We've also learned that, like, Portland seems to be a pretty small town in terms of everyone knows everyone. Everyone knows what's happening in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, Artie was a police officer at some point. He's not anymore. We don't yet know why.
Right.
Maybe he was a good cop. Maybe he wasn't a good cop.
Yes.
Like, we don't know that yet. But he's kind of gotten off track, you know, and far off track.
You did mention that it's a small town, Portland. It's a great town. But also, I'm wondering, this might be predictions, but Lieutenant, I'm wondering if the lieutenant knows.
Oh, if she knows. She definitely, she's been around that block of that police station.
She knows it like the back of her hand.
In the sense that, so obviously, because she's older than Hoffman too, so she probably was on the force along with
Hardy. I would like to see if they have kind of like a past or some kind of dynamic. And I want to see them butt heads, basically.
I love the lieutenant so much.
Lieutenant. Lieutenant.
And Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That'd be dope.
All right.
Another fight scene. But yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, based on the preview for next week's episode, it seems like Artie still has friends in the police force. Mm-hmm. So that will be interesting, right, for us to find out what really happened and what his relationship is to Lake officers.
I'm just looking forward to the shade. The shade that's going to be thrown next week, because you already know it's coming.
Well, he said he has people in high place. He has clients and friends and connections that he has either cured or blackmailed, manipulated, tricked out of, you know, people to get obviously the reaction or the outcome that he wanted. Mm-hmm. Next week's gonna be a very interesting, just PI experience versus amateur PI.
Mm-hmm.
I really think Dex somehow is gonna come out on top. But also, why are you calling him my government name?
My gosh, Dexedrine.
I understand why she called herself Dexedrine. If my parents would have named me that, I would have legally changed it. But
Dexedrine.
I legit sound like I'm going to put you to sleep.
Right. But yeah, thank you for reminding everyone that hashtag Dexedrine is actually Dex's full name, her government name.
I want to know how you spell it.
Right? I don't even know what Dexedrine. Do you know what Dexedrine is,
LaToya? I don't, but he said something about generic cough medicine.
It's not our time.
Dexedrine, just so you guys know, is to treat ADHD and narcolepsy.
Oh.
Hmm. Okay.
Just so you guys know.
Thank you. Thank you, Vito in the booth.
So it's to calm you and keep you awake.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. Which she does with her alcoholism. No. Well, before we kind of talk about, that was not shade. I love Dex.
Wait a second. I like a drink after work. Does that mean I'm an
girl,
alcoholic?
Same. I can't even throw shade.
I didn't even take it as shade so much as just like, but she handles her liquor well, so hey.
Right.
It's just a beer.
A couple beers.
It's my last beer. I can't offer you anymore.
Dex is a full-on mood. I want to talk about the twist clearly, but we'll save that for a little bit later, so stay tuned. Before we get to our next topic, though, I just want to shout out the AfterBuzzers out there. Thank you so much for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk. It means so much to us. We love chatting with you guys, giving us the comments, the likes, and the subscriptions. Subscribe to our channels. We're on the TV drama channel right now. We also have the Sci-Fi Superheroes, one of my personal favorites. We have the animation channel. We have reality TV competitions, y'all. We have so much.
The
so much.
Singer is so
lit. Oh my gosh. Shay goes off, right? Shay loves it. And I know you're on the Politician After Show, right?
I am on the Politician After Show. It's such a good show. If you have not watched it, you definitely should tune into our after show. But just if we're talking reality TV, 90 Day Fiancé is amazing. And Love After Lockup.
See, so much content here on AfterBuzz. And until then, subscribe, like, share with your friends and family on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all of the good social media
and
platforms.
And 5 stars on iTunes.
Oh my gosh, Shay, thank you. We would love and appreciate the 5-star reviews on iTunes. And also, you know what would be cool as heck? Hell? You know, let the stars, the cast, the crew, everyone behind the Stumptown, tweet at them and let them know that the after show is where it's at for Stumptown. So until then, thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk. And why don't we get on to our next topic?
Let's do it.
Yeah, which is kind of the second biggest storyline in this episode, which was... It was a little heated, a little tension-filled, but I was here for it. It was Gray versus Hoffman, because that's literally they were kind of butting heads in this episode. You know, Gray is suspected by Hoffman to be Jack's killer. Jack, he didn't make it past episode 2, unfortunately, last week.
I mean, I could have told you that gold tooth, it wasn't going to work.
That damn gold tooth, Shay. Oh my gosh, I was even saying that last week.
Yeah, you were not a fan.
Do not trust anyone with a gold tooth. You heard it here. Facts. But what do you guys think about this? What do you think about the whole dynamic of them going back and forth in this episode? Because we haven't really seen a whole lot of interaction between these two characters yet.
I think it's, these are two, okay, I'll let you go first.
I was just going to say, I feel like there was a lot of cat and mouse this episode, period. And there was a lot of, like, this episode, I mean, this character versus this character. Hoffman and Gray. I just thought it was interesting, because last week we talked about Dex kind of being, like, that common denominator between them and the possibility of a love triangle. So I was wondering if Hoffman was going to allow his feelings for Dex to kind of play into how he dealt with Gray.
Yeah.
Which he didn't. He kept it professional. But it was definitely an interesting moment.
Oh, my gosh. I was kind of giving him the side eye, Hoffman, though, when he invited Dex over. Just to get information out of her, basically. Cooking her dinner. Okay, great. But they didn't even end up eating dinner. Like, am I the only one that realized the food was still there, untouched?
I mean, as long as the other wasn't on and I got mine, I mean, I could be okay.
So would you have left without eating? I'm pretty sure I would have needed a plate.
I mean, I would have took a, like, I would have took a Tupperware container with me. I would have just grabbed it then took it. I'm like, I will bring this back to you. We will reconvene.
As an excuse for another round is what that sounds like to me.
Okay, so I'm still going to talk about Michael Ealy's sexy, sexy voice. He got, like, deeper and then just, like, smoother. And he, like, I was just like, yes, make the voice go deeper.
I mean, if we're going there, can we just talk about the way he did kind of seduce her? I mean,
absolutely. It
was
kind of
hot. He, like, definitely went for it and she was...
She was there.
And enjoying.
Right.
And allowed.
I think she wasn't like 100% there though, because she didn't stare into his eyes.
She's just playing hard to get.
She knows she wants it though. I'm sorry, Dex. You want it. You want Hoffman. Let's be real. But I think it's kind of like a Medusa complex. If you look into his eyes, you're done. You're just.
Like you're going to be stuck.
You give him everything. Sure. Whereas Dex kind of gave him like a 90%, I feel like.
The thing for me with Gray and Hoffman.
Because she wasn't looking at him. She was just like.
True. The thing with me with Gray and Hoffman, though, I mean, obviously, Dex is the common denominator. And obviously, she has almost had similar experiences with both, except for she has slept with Hoffman now twice, and she only slept with Gray once. And I think Gray figured he'd get out of the friend zone eventually. And now this, and here comes Hoffman, who has a different sort of chemistry than he has with Dex. And I feel like that's so off-putting to him.
But I think that Gray is so consumed with, like, the situation he's in that he hasn't even thought about, like, Dex and Hoffman.
Before that. But now, obviously, with yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he is like, I'm trying to keep myself alive and, like, keep my business.
That sucks. I feel so bad.
Say something to Gray, because, like, I legit feel like her antenna was, like, just wiggling. As soon as he's just like, I just gotta go. Mm-hmm. Like, is it cool that, you know, you almost died? Okay,
yeah.
But I gotta go.
Yeah,
I gotta get out of here.
He's like, I don't have time for this, sorry.
Like, my friend antenna would have just been like, something. I would have been like Miss, like from the Madeline, and she was just always like, something is not right.
What?
Oh, you've never seen Madeline? Madeline?
No.
Okay, so
yeah,
she's,
I haven't either.
She's a French. It's a school, a boarding school in France, and this little girl named Madeline, and her teacher is nun. And she's always knows when something's not right or something is, like, wrong with the girls. And she'll wake up out of a dead sleep and just, like, something is not right with her figure like this. Like, thank you! That picture right there. And say, something is not right.
Okay.
I mean, I
know what that is.
I love the live version, but, yeah, it was an animation as well. And she's always like, something is not right. And then she'll just go to the girls' room and somebody will be crying or an appendix needs to get taken out.
Gotcha.
It's like a whole thing.
Well, something is definitely not right because we're talking about Madeline.
Right?
But we should be talking about Dex and how amazing she is. No, but thank you
she
for
is
that.
Amazing.
Thank you for informing us who Madeline is.
Madeline.
And now you do know.
Madeline. Oh, sorry, when I hear Madeline, I think of cookies because Madeline cookies.
Me too.
That's
right? Yes. Okay, anyways. All we know, moving on, we know that Gray just owes $500,000 to some bad people. And unfortunately, he couldn't join forces with Hoffman, really, because that might be even worse by joining forces with the police in their eyes, you know? So he's just kind of in a really crappy situation. But I will say that Gray, even though he is not with Dex, you know, as a romantic partner, it's almost like, as if that's almost more important, because, like, their relationship will not be tarnished because they are friends. Whereas, you know, having a sexual kind of quote-unquote romantic relationship with Hoffman, you know, that could be easily broken. I just want to shout that out. Shout out to the friend zone. We love the friend zone here at AfterBuzz TV.
Ollie loves the friend zone.
The friend zone loves me.
I try to stay out of the friend zone. Though maybe right? I put people in the friend zone. Okay, anyway, going back to what you said. There was like a little ray of hope with Gray when the guy, I don't know the guy's name, maybe.
Frank? Or
maybe it was Frank.
The
guy, the big guy.
Yeah, the middle man between Frank and...
Said, just make sure that your bar stays profitable.
Right.
So to me, that was a good sign. Like, we're not going to kill you. Keep doing what you're doing. Right. Make us our money.
No, but I feel like even if he does end up still giving them $500K, they're going to want more.
Maybe.
Right.
And that's like, true. And that's still... And now you're putting Dex's life, you're putting Ansel's life, and if Dex finds out you put Ansel's life in danger... Oh, it's about to get real.
It's just kind of one of those situations. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. He doesn't know. He doesn't. Yeah, I think Gray is right now at this point is just afraid of making the wrong decision.
But you're making. But you're still making the wrong decision.
I see where he's coming from, though.
What else do you do? Go to the cops,
right?
Well, it's like what?
I mean, look what happened to Jack. Jack's dead
because he ran.
I know, but he's still dead.
Well, he didn't have the money.
He didn't even have trouble. He was kind of he's expendable, so they killed him to kind of make an example out of him for Gray.
He didn't serpentine.
You know? R.I.P. Jack, not really. So let's get on just to how the episode wrapped up. Running a little short, but it's fine, because I just want to save some news, or time for news, and your special segment. Okay. So let's just talk about how this episode wrapped up. I forgot to mention how the whole storyline with Candace and Randall, that was huge. That was the main reason why Artie and Dex were kind of working together, but we kind of found out that Candace is was married to
Randall,
and Randall started to kind of form a new exactly carbon copy relationship with another younger woman. Her name was Bree, and Bree and Candace meet up, and they kind of like console one another. They realize Randall is just kind of a dirtbag, and so Bree gives him the footage of the elevator and whatnot, and lo and behold, twist of the season by far, Artie is like the biggest con artist, and he ends up selling that footage of the elevator, which is showcases Randall beating Bree. He sells it back to Randall to make more money than he would have gotten from Candace. So what were your thoughts on the whole reveal and the revelation that Artie is just he's like a jerk?
Well, he's more than that.
I felt so bad. Candace is a single mom.
And she will lose her kid, a kid that Randall doesn't even want.
Right.
Like, you didn't want her to be born, so in my mind, why do you care?
And that was the biggest thing, right? So, like, we find out that basically their relationship came to an end or imploded because she got pregnant. And so what you said, like, he doesn't even want this kid, but you're going to fight her for the kid. To me, it's all about control, which is what everything, apparently, this guy is about. Like, saving face, making money, and controlling.
He's aggressive.
And the way he slapped Bree, I'm like, I'm sorry.
He didn't slap. He punched her. Okay, it looked like he punched her.
For me and you, because she's also our color, I was just like, what is... Girl, you know that was a sign to get out. Like, you didn't see what's got to do with it. I'm going to need you to have left. You only gonna hit me once, because then I go to jail for murder.
I was a little surprised that she was like, you want me to rat out my boyfriend, and then we find out what he done to her? Like, girl,
She's in love with, like, I think she's in love with the money. She's in love with...
I feel like she's in love with the idea of love.
Going to Rome.
The betrayal.
He's also good looking. Like, he was good looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
I like older men.
Yeah. I was like, for an older man, he's a fox. Cool. However, and this is my issue with that. Her saying, you want me to give up on my boyfriend. If he's hit you once, he will hit you again. That's just point blank simple. He might be apologetic about it. He might, you know, give you a gift to try to say, and I'm sorry, it'll never happen again, but it will always happen again because they can't help it.
And I think I like that you brought that up, because a big theme in this episode that was brought up by Artie, I think, is that people don't change. They kind of like...
They shift.
They shift, but they don't change. And so Randall ain't ever going to change, for sure, because he beat Candace, and he's showing signs of beating Bree, as shown by the clip.
And that brings up a good point. I don't know if the two of you realize this, but one of the themes that I saw in this episode was the power struggle between men and women. Mm. And specifically, I think it was Dex that called out white men.
Right.
And so this episode really did showcase how men are in powerful positions mm-hmm. and often manipulate the system to kind of get what they want and to keep that position. But I like how at the very end, Dex was like, no, no, no.
Right.
Like, I will not be defeated. And so, you know, it's the rise of the woman and women right. working hard to, like, take our places. Not earn our places. We've already earned them, but, like, yeah. take them.
Mm-hmm. Issa Rae did a quote where she says, Black women aren't bitter. They're just tired of settling for less than they deserve.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, can I get an amen? Mm-hmm. It's just true. And that's not even just for Black women. That's for any woman mm-hmm. in a position who's felt that way. We're not bitter. We're not trying to be bossy or be quote-unquote bitchy. We're trying to show you that we're smart, we're intelligent, and we deserve our place. We still make, what, 40 to under 50 cents less than a man? And for what? And for the same job that I'm probably even more qualified for? It makes no sense to me.
I was waiting for the mic drop.
Oh, mic drop.
No, I love it, Shay. Like, I can just, like, listen to you.
I was like, wait, did I do it wrong?
No, like, what am I supposed to say to that? Like, all I can say is that, like, preach.
Sometimes a very good show, it's very entertaining, but there are definitely, like, some relevant and current themes right. running in. And so for all of our viewers out there, while you're watching and enjoying, keep a lookout for those themes and let us know what you think.
Yeah, give us in the comments, the DMs, the Twitters, and whatnot, Instagrams.
Another quick thing before, I know you want to get the special segment and everything, is, I know, sorry, only because you mentioned it, was also that women who have suffered abuse are survivors, they are warriors, and it's like, let's show them that we're survivors of war. We're not taking it anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that was a very awesome message too for just girl power.
Yeah. And you saw that with Brie and Candace. They're the survivors. And also Dex is a survivor too because of the PTSD that she's going through. And yeah. we even saw it happen in this episode when they were getting shot sure. at. And I loved, like, I think the episode started to end like kind of like at a bitter note, but then I love the I've Got the Power song, and then she's going, she rushes into Candace's house, and there's something, like, we're going to see Candace again.
Yeah.
I'll save it for predictions. Ooh. I'll save it for predictions. But I love that it ended on, like, that bittersweet note. It's like, oh, but, like, no, she's going to fight this. She's going to fight the men. She's going to avenge Candace, basically, and take down Artie. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, for
sure. I love
Jesse's
car so much. It might be a piece of crap, but I love I love the Universal music playlist, okay?
I'm excited for next week to see what the playlist also holds. But we're short on time, so why don't we just get to news right now? All right, LaToya, what do you got for us this week?
I got some good news this week. Stomptown has more than doubled its views since its premiere, and it has added over 4.5 million viewers. So keep tuning in. Keep chatting with us on our after show at AfterBuzz. Keep messaging on Instagram, Twitter.
Hashtag Stumptown.
All of that.
Hashtag right. Stumptown ABTV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or ABTV Stumptown. Yeah.
The show's really fun to talk about, too.
And just, like, fun. Predict and it's good to watch.
Stay tuned for predictions. But that's amazing. That's so cool. Like, when you told me that, I was thinking to myself, are you serious? That's amazing, because I'm in love with the show right now. Everyone on the cast, Michael, Kobe, Cameron, they're totally embodying these characters, and I just want to know more about their backstories.
It's also showing Hollywood and the industry that female lead driven shows are profitable and why we need more of them and Stumptown
breaking the glass ceiling. That glass ceiling is broken
in a way that Veronica Mars did, but Stumptown in a very adult way. So I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know what I also appreciate? Our special segment presented by Shay.
Okay, guys, so our special segment is You Just Got Stumped. So how this works is we're each going to give you something that stumped us that we weren't expecting this episode, that just really stuck with us. We just couldn't get over it. So I'm going to start with Miss LaToya.
Yay! The shooting out of the back windshield.
Oh.
Like, that came out of nowhere, right? Like, I was like, what is this? And then their reactions. That's when we found out that Dex has PTSD and already thought it was funny. Like, who laughs at being shot at?
Somebody who's been in it a while.
It was pretty sad. I think it's an averse.
Like, where she freaks out. Granted, you were in Afghanistan and stuff, so the bombs. But in his case, he's been dodging bullets and everything probably since, what, the 80s?
It's second nature to him.
I don't know if that would ever get funny, though.
I feel like if you don't laugh, you cry.
Well, also,
he went full on Joker a little bit.
That character turned out to be very instrumental. Very true. So, but that was an unexpected thing for me. So that stumped me.
That was a good one. That was a very good one.
Mr. Oliver.
Oh, me? Put on the spot? Well, I would say my first instinct is to be like, oh, yeah, the revelation with Artie's true, like, disposition of, like, you know, manipulating everyone. But I want to say, actually, Su Lin coming to
Dex's house.
Because I wasn't expecting to see her. I don't think she was in the last episode. But come to find out that she is friends with Randall. So I'm thinking, oh, great. Dexys has another person against her. She has Randall. She has Artie and Su Lin.
She's
I'm thinking
Su Lin, technically.
I know, but, like, just on top of the case. And, you know, Dex just has to fight everyone, let alone another woman, too. Great. Let's put women against each other because of the fact that Randall is already, like, being such a horrible person. So I was like really bummed out that Su Lin is just another antagonist for Dex at this point. So yeah, that was my stunt moment.
My stunt moment was when we found out he actually was selling the video to Randall. And I was just like, what kind of twist is this? I couldn't believe it. I actually was stunned by that. I wasn't expecting it. And also the video with Bree and Randall in the elevator.
That was violent.
I'm going to have nightmares for that one because that was crazy. But that, guys, was just art. You just got stumped.
Ouch. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for the news, LaToya. Yeah, and thank you for the special segment. Look forward to it every single week. And let us know what you thought, what your stumped moment was each week, because we want to know, because there's plenty of stump moments for sure. But until then, why don't we get to predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. Who wants to go first? Don't look at me, please. Shay, like, go first. Always.
Shay, what do you think?
My prediction for next week is definitely about to get messy. P.I. versus P.I. We're going to figure out just how well Gray can also keep Dex from learning about the money he owes, about his actual past, because I think she knows about the robbing, but I don't think she actually knows in depth the situation and that actually he had money stored away as well. So that's what I predict.
Well, I actually wouldn't be surprised if Gray was honest with Dex and, like, told her kind of what the situation is. And like you said, like, I'm interested to just see what happens with Dex and Artie. It's gonna heat up and it's gonna get good.
Yes.
And I'm always down to see some more Dex and Detective Hoffman.
Or just maybe just Hoffman. No. Okay, well, I'm thinking, okay, I just have to say this because Dex gave me, okay, I'm just going to say this right now. It's not spoilers, a little spoilers. Dex in the comic books is actually a bisexual character.
Okay.
And to me, she was giving me, like, some interest in this episode about Candace a little bit. So I'm wondering if she's gonna, like, I don't know how big.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no, technically.
I don't know. Let me just finish. I don't know if Candace is gonna be a bigger character, but I felt like, did you get that vibe? It felt like she was interested in Candace, like, when she was at the beginning of the episode. Did anyone catch that?
I did not catch that.
I did not catch that, but she did mention how she did date a girl prior in episode 2.
Did she? I missed that.
Yeah, I missed that too.
Well, if anyone's unaware, Dex...
I thought she said it and not Gray.
Oh, my gosh.
I could have sworn she said it.
Okay, well...
I feel like it was, like, just thrown in, that's why...
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Okay. Dex is a bisexual character in the comics. I'm not sure if it 100% is confirmed in the TV show, but maybe, according to Shay, it is. I'd have to go back and watch it.
I
just wanted to shout that out. Maybe we're going to see a same-sex relationship, possibly, you know, if things don't work out with Hoffman or Gray. So we will see for episode 4. But until then, thank you guys so much for joining us for the episode 3 after show of Stump Town. It was such a pleasure. Where can I find my amazing panel on social media?
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me at the Sorry for Your Loss after show with about the amazing Elizabeth Olsen on 7:30 at Tuesday night.
We love her.
Nice.
I am
at LaToya period Blakely on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm also on the Politician After Show. Check us out.
Yes, and I'm Ollie Drennan. You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer, and check me out on the AHS After Show starting like right now. Until then, guys, we will see you next week for Stump Down. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.